Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bills preparing for a big matchup with the Oakland Raiders, but a lot of the talk right now is on somebody who hasn't played a single snap for the Bills this season. We welcome in Sal Capaccio, beat reporter for the Buffalo Bills with our sister station, WGR. Sal, Anquan Boldin might be looking to return. What do we know about this letter that was circulating from the Bills last night?
Yeah, apparently, Adam Schefter got his hands on and tweeted out a letter from GM Brandon Bean, which was then verified by the Associated Press, that he is allowing Tom Condon, who is Anquan Boldin's agent, to seek a trade. And in the letter, it says that he would have to seek a trade so he could be closer to proximity to family and friends. So my assumption is that's what he's looking for. He wants to be closer to family and friends and play again here in the NFL.
Okay, so he doesn't want to play for Buffalo. Where is he? Where would he like to play, do you think?
It's Florida, so I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. What is close proximity? Does that mean Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa only? What about Charlotte, somewhere down there, New Orleans, places like that? I'm not really sure. I think that's kind of in the eye of the beholder here. And look, the truth is, let's just say if Brandon Bean got an offer from another team up north anywhere that he really liked, I bet you he would take it and he would ship him off. I doubt he would. My sense is he wouldn't send him anywhere in the division. There were rumors that the New England Patriots were interested in Anquan Boldin earlier in the year. I don't think at this point the Bills want to help New England in any way. So I think that he would probably be willing to send him anywhere as long as he got fair compensation.
Is this anything for fans to be a little upset about? It was only 2 weeks after he signed with the team that Boldin retired. But now maybe the Bills have a chance to actually get something out of having him.
Yeah, I think you look at it a couple ways. Some fans are upset. Last night I was on Twitter trying to gauge some fan reaction and interacting with some people. Brian, and there are people who are upset at him and because they feel he lied. They feel that he stepped away from the game for reasons that he said, to do humanitarian work. And obviously that wasn't the case. He just didn't want to play for the Bills. So heck with him, don't even allow him to go anywhere. There are some people that feel, oh my gosh, this is free money. Like the team's already 4-2. You can get a draft pick for him or something. Why not do it? So I think there's a lot of that. I think it's, a lot of it's frustration because here we are in Buffalo, a city that's been, beat on so many times nationally. And you have a guy that basically says, I want to play for you, and then I don't want to play for you. So I think a lot of that sentiment starts coming out. I don't think that Anquan was disingenuous about his humanitarian work. He is a man of the year, formerly in the NFL. I think he wanted to do that. I also think that he saw what was going on in Buffalo and said, you know what, I think I want to do that earlier than I thought in my career because I don't know if I want to go through a season that's not going to go that well. But he never lost the desire to play, and he probably figured, okay, well, I want to come back, and the Bills are I doubt the Bills would even want him back at this point after he did that to them.
Yeah. Now, if there is going to be a trade, it has to happen fast, right? The deadline's coming up.
Correct. That is Halloween, Tuesday night, is the trade deadline. And, in fact, part of the letter says that he cannot go on visits or take physicals with teams and that the permission is only granted until 1 p.m. on Tuesday. I believe the trade deadline is 4 p.m. on Tuesday. I have to check that. But the Bills only have until Tuesday to trade him, and they're not allowing him to go on visits or anything like that. So this may be just something that, Anquan needs to maybe just stay retired, and if he wants to try to come back next year, then the Bills would release his rights to allow him to do that.
All right, Sal Capaccio joining us. Sal, we look forward to hearing you on the call Sunday. Bills and Raiders, it's going to be a big matchup down in Orchard Park. And all the meanwhile, Anquan Boldin making headlines, potentially wanting to come back and play in the NFL. You can read that letter that Bills GM Brandon Bean sent to Anquan Boldin's agents over at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.